Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Really close to it or something.
It says a photo showed a beekeeper near the tree in a residential backyard. The police said the hive was and most of the bees were removed, but warned residents to be on the alert for potential follow-up attacks. Although the area is much safer, there are still some lingering. Get the flamethrower, bitches. I'm telling you, every house should have a flamethrower.
No,
we should all have it.
How about you just stay away from them? You don't.
Well, these people, you know, if it was in a different yard and somebody poked and these people just hanging out in the backyard minding their own business and all of a sudden this thing just busted and they went nuts and they just attacked them. It doesn't necessarily
go
say.
Inside. Nowhere close the door.
Monica.
Well, they got to them before they could.
Right. What do you think? These people stuck around and wanted to watch see who could take more the most stings? Of course they tried to get away from it.
It's not the bees. The bees aren't like, let's kill, we hate all. It's nature. You're taking your chances.
Right, doing what they do.
Monica, you just took the side of a swarm of bees over a human life.
No.
Yet, you get mad at people who don't want to play by the rules because it might hurt a human life.
No.
So you'll take the bees side of things and not.
No, I didn't take the bees side of anything. I'm saying I took the anti-flamethrower. You can exist. We can all coexist without a flamethrower.
Flamethrowers.
I'll tell you what.
Here's the deal. Let's you and I get into the same space where there's a 100-pound bee thing. We'll put on the outfits, right?
I'll just walk away.
I have a flamethrower. You have no flamethrower. Let's see who wins.
But it's not about winning. It's about just getting away from them. They're still bees, right? I'm still a human. I can still go inside where they can't pass through a glass door.
Monica, you don't think these people tried to run?
I'm not saying they didn't. I'm just saying there's no need for a flamethrower. It's all I'm saying. Why do you have to hurt them in order for you to feel better about yourself? That's crazy.
Everybody needs a flamethrower.
I don't ever want to use a flamethrower in my life.
You're missing out on so much fun.
Why do you want to burn things?
Because this thing killed a guy and injured three people and sent them to the hospital.
That's awful. That's horribly sad.
They're bees. Who knows? It might have been a murder hornet in there, too. Last year, when we were talking murder hornets, you were all about me and my flamethrower.
No, I was not. I'm never about a flamethrower.
Yes,
ever.
You were. You liar.
Do not do flamethrowers. I don't know why we just can't peacefully coexist. Peacefully.
They don't know peace.
But you
they're
do.
Animals.
But
they're bees.
So
they're not smart.
You outsmart them, then you don't have to have a flamethrower to outsmart
them. You know
how
I outsmart them? With a flamethrower. When they decide to build a nest.
You just go straight by them.
In a tree?
In a tree.
It's just nature.
It's 100 pounds. I understand.
Poor bees.
But when they got to do it by my house, there's a price to pay. Go do it over there.
There's a price to pay.
By that guy's house.
Big man against the bees. There's a price to pay.
Go do it over there. And then what happens is the bees know that my house has the flamethrower, and they tell all the other bees, like, you can go over there, but that dude's nuts. He's got fire shooting at us, whatever it is. We should probably just leave that guy alone. And then they tell the spiders.
You just
and then
said they tell they're the, not smart.
And then,
they're not even
and then
talking
they tell
to
the,
each other.
Yes, they are. And then they tell the snakes, and then the spiders stay away, the snakes stay away, and the bees stay away, all because I took out and I made a point.
Hey, Mr. Spider, you speak bee? Buzz, buzz, bro. Okay, good.
Excuse me, Queen. Excuse me, Queen.
See, if these three people...
I speak jive.
Yeah, exactly. If these people did something dumb, tried to hit thing, tried to take some honey, or were near the hive, then it's the same as when we stick up for the lion when somebody dumb walks into the lion's area at a zoo, right?
Yeah.
So, but if these people were just innocently over here or something like that...
Listen.
Then you got to protect the humans from the bees, obviously, you know.
Listen, if you're a schmuck and there's a 100-pound, there's a gigantic bee's nest,
mm-hmm.
and you decide to go poke it, you get what you get.
Yeah, exactly.
Nowhere in this article does it say anything about these guys decided they were going to go grab a wiffle ball bat and try to take it yard.
Yeah. And even if they're in your wall, like when we had that time in the garage wall, they took them away, like on the, because they were making honey. There's honeycomb in there. Like, that stuff of value that a bee person who's trained can go take and take care of, right? So that's fine. You don't have to, like, light the wall on fire or whatever.
You know what they did?
That's what they do. They do the right thing.
They drop those bees off 3 blocks away.
Do they?
And then next thing you know,
they're getting a
And then next thing you know, they're getting a phone call from another house. Yes. Oh my God, we have a bee infestation. Can you come help us? And they're like, sure I can. And then they go over there and they get those bees out of that guy's wall or whatever it is.
We know right
and
where you are.
And then they take them again and they drop them off 3 blocks away and they get another phone call.
So weird. This is the fourth house this week.
Right.
Wow, these bees look familiar. It's so weird.
The bees are telling each other, I'm getting sick of moving.
It's a pain. Being moved.
Here's an interesting stat, and this is how guys are dumb. Some 1,109 deaths from hornet, wasp, and bee stings were tallied in the U.S. between 2000 and 2017, with about 62 fatalities annually. 62 fatalities a year.
Honestly, only? Really?
Well, listen,
62 is nothing compared to other things that we have fatalities from, or 1,000 in 20 years is nothing.
It's really not
as much as I thought it would be.
According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, which I don't really trust those people right now. That's data from 2019. Roughly 80% of the victims, dudes.
Why is that?
You know why? Because women are smart enough to go the other way. Say,
right.
They run in and they tell their husband or their boyfriend or whatever it is, you got to go take care of the bee's nest over there. Mm-hmm. And then you guys want us to be heroes. Next thing you know, we end up dead.
Right. It's true. Susan comes in, there's a wasp nest outside, right outside the front door. I'm like, cool, where? And I walk outside and they go look to see how big it is and stuff.
Right.
That's probably why. Meanwhile, she ran in the house.
And then he goes inside and he calls his buddy Bob. That's right,
Bob the bug guy.
Bob the bug guy.
No.
And Bob the bug guy comes over and takes care of it.
I'll be right over.
With a flamethrower.
He removes the wasp nest and then life goes on as normal. Bob the Bug Guy is a good guy, Monica. You like Bob the Bug Guy.
My wife loves
JP's wife loves Bob the Bug Guy. And I'm sure mine has said that to other people. It's just not me yet.
My
and
wife
she loves Bob the Bug Guy, too.
Absolutely take a hall pass for Bob the Bug Guy.
Oh, is he cute?
He's a handsome guy.
He's a good-looking dude.
Nice.
And he's like a fireman.
He's a fireman. He's got this bug business going on. He's got he's got a bunch of money. He's got boats. He's got everything.
I don't care about the money. What's he packing in his pants? That's more important than anything.
He's a total package.
That's great.
I definitely feel like less of a man when that dude's at the house. That's for sure.
Stop it.
He knows everything about something you know nothing about.
Right.
Right.
But you know everything about something he knows nothing about. Everybody's got their own strengths.
True, but he's not calling us for help with radio.
But
can
I'm
you
not,
come over and help me with my radio signal?
It
doesn't happen.
I'm not a 6'3" handsome hero.
Oh, he's 6'3".
You know, like that dude is.
Tell me he's got an Adam's apple.
Right. He's probably about 6'3", would you say? 6'2", 6'3"?
Something like that. I'm sure, Monica, he's got everything you'd like.
Right.
And there will be
but
no
he better have the right
around.
Sneakers so she's not getting
that's
down
right.
with
that's right. That's right.
How's he looking? A pair of gym shorts and high top sneakers? That's the question. Whew, shirtless.
Sure, he'll be fine, Monica. If we can all admit that he's a real good looking guy, when you see this guy.
Right. Mm-hmm. You use him too, Brett?
I don't.
Oh, okay.
But I can picture him. And I want to. I want to get a bug infestation so I can see how hot Bob is.
If you ever have a re-up of any sort of big old bugs out on your balcony, you know, we know who to call for.
That's right.
Have him come over. And then
my next carpenter bee infestation on the deck, Bob is my guy.
Fritz out there laying sugar on the counter hoping to attract ants. Come on.
I'm hoping to attract Bob.
Yeah, right.
Hopefully he'll just walk by and see it.
Heard so much about him.
Bob, is that you?
He's in Bob, ding dong. And Brett's got like candles and music playing.
And he smells nice. He put a cologne on.
He's waiting for you.
And he's playing the Beatles.
Yeah.
Yeah, there it is.
Thank God you're here, Bob.
Brett's wife Sue comes along, knocks Brett out of the way, and says, "Have you ever heard my plumber story? Get in here."
But better yet, he actually goes to like a pet store. Like, you got any crickets or carpenter ants or anything around here? I could just why I need to attract my bug guy.
I need to create a scene.
Here, Bob. The bug problem is in the bedroom.
Thousands of crickets. Thousands.
Nowhere else in the house, just the bedroom.
You have bed bugs? We don't do bed bugs. No, 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 no.
Oh, yes, you
no,
do.
These are different.
You're going to do this bed bug, all right?
That's right.
Fred gets into his bed bug costume.
All right.
Do you fix
cosplay?
Trouser snakes?
He just starts going.
I have a trouser snake issue in the bedroom.
He puts on a set of antennas, but it just goes, starts going. Bzzz.
Buzz, buzz, bug Bob.
Save me. Bzzz.
You speak B.
Would you mind if I sting you?
Oh, hey-oh.
Oh, yeah. Well,
all right, one day, Brett. And then when you're like, it's in the bedroom, follow me this way. And he's like, oh, I know where it is. I've been here before.
Is your wife a redhead?
I heard
about her from this plumber.
Did you ever have a
broken bathroom window?
Oh, look, there's the mirror.
It's still broken. There it is.
I remember that.
You're the one that took my wife to Pound Town. Well, now it's my turn.
It's still one of my favorite stories. It's so
Put
great.
It in. I want to go to Pound Town, too.
Because you know why it's a great story, Roger? Because literally the only answer is Pound Town. There's no other explanation. Pound Town is it, and we all know it.
Such a great story.
That's why she's so dismissive when I asked.
Yeah, that's it. That's
I don't
it.
Know.
Good for her.
There's two other
what
people.
What are you talking about?
There's two people in this house besides me, you, and my son. But neither of you know.
Nope.
Okay.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.